Good morning and welcome to our act of worship this morning. Today is Trinity Sunday. I don't know whether any of you are familiar with the Rublev icon, which shows that the iconographer is imagining what the Holy Trinity of God the Father, God the Son and God the Holy Spirit actually look like. And he has painted, or she, I think it's a he, it's painted these three figures, and they're looking at each other. They're forming a curve around a table where there's a chalice and some bread. And they're looking at each other, and they're distinct, but they're clearly a community of loving fellowship. And there's a gap at the front of the table, which is meant to indicate that we are welcome to come to join in that loving community. So you might like to bear that picture in mind as we worship together today. Welcome in the name of Christ. God's grace, mercy and peace be with you. We worship with Christians near and far, living and departed, old and young. God's word is for all of us. May it be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. So with our opening prayer, Lord, speak to us that we may hear your word. Move among us that we may behold your glory. Receive our prayers that we may learn to trust you. Amen. And the collect for today, Trinity Sunday: Holy God, faithful and unchanging, enlarge our minds with knowledge of your truth and draw us more deeply into the mystery of your love, that we may truly worship you, Father, Son and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. One of the readings set for today is an extract from St. Paul's second letter to the Christians in Corinth, 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 11 to 13. And Paul writes, "Finally, brothers and sisters, farewell. Put things in order, listen to my appeal, agree with one another, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God." That is the very end of St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. That's how he ends. And of course, you will recognise the very last words in that reading, which we use as the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God and the communion or the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Paul wrote several letters to the Christians in Corinth, a church he loved and worried about in equal measure. Two of these letters survive, the first letter to the Corinthians and the second letter. The first letter that Paul writes opens with anguish about divisions. This church has been formed just 20 years after Jesus's resurrection, and there were already disagreements about what it meant to be Jesus's followers. The second letter that Paul wrote to the Corinthian church closes with those words that I've just read. And in addition to those familiar words that we think of with the grace that we say, he gives them a gentle reminder to agree with one another and live in peace. I sometimes wonder what Paul would have made of today's worldwide church, staggering in size, but deeply divided. Is it simply inevitable that such a large number of people will argue themselves into groups believing different things? Paul is a realist. He knows this happens. He had disagreements with St. Peter and others, but they learned to live alongside and away from each other in peace and love. Paul suggests that God has offered us three things to heal and unite us: his grace, his love, and his fellowship. His grace, or to put it another way, his endless mercy is utterly undeserved. God's love is abundant, beyond our understanding, and unrestrained. God's fellowship is endlessly welcoming. As I said, that beautiful icon illustrates that very point. And only last Sunday we were celebrating the Feast of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came upon so many people. On that first day of Pentecost, 3,000 people turned to God and turned to follow Jesus. God's Holy Spirit just was abundantly given to the people. And God's Holy Spirit today is continually abundantly given to us. All we need to do is have our hands open to receive this endless mercy and grace that God gives to us. And how will this fellowship that we see of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit help us? Well, because when we see them in loving communion, they are the qualities of the Trinity that is our God. And God wants us to reflect that life. The Creator God, the Saviour Jesus, and the Holy Spirit are eternally three, but eternally one. They have distinct identities, but absolutely no divisions. They are a community of love, and they are our model of how a church can keep its unity without losing its diversity. The first step in putting things in order in any church, or we can extend it to any community or household, is to stand alongside those with whom we have principal disagreements and listen to one another. Accept that we have different views, but actually listening to the other's point of view might enlarge our vision, and we'll have a larger point of view and a deeper understanding of where they are coming from. And we go forward looking outwards together, modelling the life of this loving communion that we see in the Holy Trinity. So let us declare our faith in the Trinitarian God. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So we come to our prayers of penitence. And let us just reflect for a moment those situations, those people that we are not in fellowship with, those who we decided we're not going to speak to anymore, or we will never forgive them for what they say, did or said yesterday, or what they did or said 20, 30 years ago, but we still hold it as a grudge and we're not united in love with them. So let's just pause and reflect on our lives. God the Father forgives us in Christ and heals us by the Holy Spirit. Let us therefore put away all anger and bitterness, all slander and malice, all resentments and things that help to divide us, and confess our sins to God, our Redeemer. Let us admit to God the sin which always confronts us. Lord God, we have sinned against you We have done evil in your sight. We are sorry and repent. Have mercy on us according to your love. Wash away our wrongdoing and cleanse us from our sin. Renew a right spirit within us and restore us to the joy of your salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May God, who loved the world so much that he sent his Son to be our Saviour, forgive your sins and make you holy to serve him in the world. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Today's intercessions are modelled round the Trinity, one of the hymns we sometimes sing on Trinity Sunday. The first line is, Father of Heaven, whose love profound. And the prayers are modelled with taking the odd sentence or so from various verses in that hymn. We come boldly to the throne of grace, praying to the Almighty God, Father, Son and Holy Spirit, for mercy and grace. Father of Heaven, whose love profound a ransom for our souls has found, we pray for the world created by your love. We pray for all its divisions and violence and warring. We pray that they will come to an end and there is just peace and reconciliation and an end to violence and hatred and the need to be superior and mighty over the weak. We pray for peace in Ukraine, peace in the Middle East, for all leaders and governments. For our own government and parliament, that it may focus on the real needs of this country and not be distracted by interior quarrelling and arguing. Extend to leaders, governments, situations, Lord, your peace, your pardoning love, mercy and grace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty Son, incarnate Word, our prophet, priest, redeemer, Lord, we pray for the church, created for your glory and yet rent asunder with divisions internationally, nationally and locally. We pray that our lives as Christians may reflect your reconciling love that seeks to end divisions and bring people in loving harmony. Extend to us your salvation, growth, mercy and grace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Eternal Spirit, by whose breath the soul is raised from sin and death, we pray for families and individuals created in your image. We pray for families that are divided, that have broken up, where partners do not want reconciliation. We pray for children in homes that are not happy homes. We pray for this country where we see many divisions between those who have abundance of riches and those who are struggling to put food on the table. We pray for the serious situation with so much unemployment among young people, that employers will be enabled to increase their workforce, to be able to employ more people. We bring to you, Lord, the lonely, the bereaved, those who are sick, and those who are dying. Breathe on them the breath of life and bring them to your mercy and grace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Thrice holy, Father, Spirit, Son, mysterious Godhead, three in one. We pray for ourselves, for your church, and for all whom we remember before you. Bring us all to bow before your throne in heaven, to receive life and pardon, mercy and grace for all eternity, as we worship you, saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Amen. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And we say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. So we come to the peace, which is a time when we turn to one another, seeking to be reconciled with one another, being back into loving fellowship. Peace to you from God our Heavenly Father. Peace from his Son Jesus Christ, who is our peace. Peace from the Holy Spirit, the life giver. The peace of the triune God be always with you. So we come to our final prayers. Faithful Lord, whose steadfast love never ceases and whose mercies never come to an end, grant us the grace to trust you and to receive the gifts of your love new every morning, in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God, the Holy Trinity, make you strong in faith and love, defend you on every side, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ, Amen.